Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Ayin Hey, Kiddushin 75b, pagination is 150, nearing the end of the Masechta. We're starting six lines from the top at the end of the line. Minayin le'ovid kochavim ve'eved, how do you know that a non-Jew, Shebo'u al ha-Kohenes, that comes intimacy, has relations with the daughter of a Kohen, Va'ala Leviya, or the daughter of a Levi, Va'abas Yisrael, or the daughter of a Yisrael, it comes on a Jewish girl, Shepasluha, that they invalidate her from marrying a Kohen. This also has other ramifications, not to eat from Teruma, if she would marry a Kohen, or if she is the daughter of a Kohen, she no longer can eat Teruma. As we mentioned, she can't marry a Kohen. And there's also another ramification, which is significant. It comes up in quite a number of cases regarding the laws of Pidyon HaBen. If a woman has her first child, but she is a daughter of a Kohen or the daughter of a Levi, then her husband does not have to redeem that child. Pidyon HaBen does not apply. But if she's been invalidated as the daughter of a Kohen or the daughter of a Levi, Shepaslua, she lived with a non-Jew, so then that pitur no longer applies. It's an interesting tshuva if you want to look it up in Tshuvas Vehanhagos from Reb Moshe Sternbach, among other locations. So again, minayin, how do we know that a non-Jew that came on a Jewish girl with consent, without consent, the shaila comes up sometimes, a girl that attended college and was not careful, and now she wants to run a regular from home and she's asking shailas, shapaslua, such a case would pasul her, shenemar, as the pasuk says, pasuk in parshas emor, uvas kohen, if you have the daughter of a kohen, kisiya almana ugurusha, and now from her marriage to a non-kohen, she has become a widow or a divorced woman, vizera ein la, and she does not have children from this non-Kohen relationship. Vishava, the pasuk continues, she will return to her status as the daughter of a Kohen. She'll be able to eat teruma. Again, she married a non-Kohen. She does not have children from that non-Kohen. She'll be able to return to her father's home to eat teruma. But the Gemara infers, Misha Yeshla Almanos Vigerushin. It's only if she went with somebody from whom there's widowhood or divorce. Yatza Ovid Kochavim Ve'eved. But if it was a non-Jew, She'en Lo Almanos Vigerushin, that the marriage did not exist, you can't do Kiddushin in such a case, then likewise, the pasuk will not apply to her, and she will not go back to her father to eat teruma. And we're able to extrapolate not just the case of the daughter of a Kohen who went with a Akum, but all such cases that have that principle associated with them. So it would apply even to the daughter of a Yisrael, went with an Akum, and now wants to know, can she marry a Kohen, which would enable her to eat Teruma? So Paslua, that's the same halacha, that she's become invalidated from that marriage and from eating Teruma. Now, this Gemara only addresses one part of a greater picture. This Gemara is only addressing what happens if this woman was with an Akum. However, there are other cases to be considered. Specifically, what happens if she went with anyone that's asur la, anybody that's forbidden to her, even if kiddushin would work? For example, a mamzer. There's a prohibition for her to be with him, and that also will invalidate her from these different categories of questions. It's mentioned in a Gemara, Yevama Samach Ches. It's based on the pasuk as the smag in Lavin Kuf Chaf Beis describes the pasuk in Parshas Emor. So let's read the two psukim first the way they're typically read, and then we'll see the extra nuance that we want to pay attention to. Ubas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, ki sihiya le'ishzar, when she will be to a foreign man. Foreign man here, as Rashi tells us, is referring to a Levi or a Yisrael. She would no longer be able to eat teruma. He bitrumas hakadoshim lo sochel. The next pasuk, uvaski on kisiya almana ugurusha vizera einla, if this same daughter of the Kohen that was married to a non-Kohen now becomes widowed or divorced, and she doesn't have children from that relationship, then v'shavel besavia kinu ureha melechem avia tochel, she'll be able to eat the food designated for Kohanim. In this reading of the psukim, we're dealing with marriage, a bas kohen that's marrying an ish zor. However, the Gemara suggests, which the smag elaborates and codifies, that any time that the daughter of a kohen is going to be to someone who's foreign to her, meaning it's a relationship that's forbidden, even if kiddushin does work, it's still going to create this status of besrumas hakadoshim lo sochel, she will not be able to eat teruma. Let's realize that according to our Gemara, it was only a question of whether she would be an almana ugurusha from that relationship, meaning if kiddushin would work, then our Gemara wasn't talking about it. But once we include the drasha from the previous pasuk, even if kiddushin does work, kisiya le'ishzor, if she's going with a man that's foreign to her, that's forbidden to her, then she would be forbidden to eat teruma and would, from that point on, be forbidden to a kohen. Indeed, that's how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch Simin Vav Se'if Ches Bas Yisrael Shenev Eles La'odam Shehi Asura Linase Lo Isur Hashavel Lekol. A woman from the Jewish people, Kohen Levi Yisrael, daughter of, doesn't matter, but she was nevela, she had relations to any man that's forbidden to get married to him. Nothing limited to an akum specifically, any relationship which it would include mamzer and any other person in that type of category, that it's forbidden, even if kiddushin does work, it would indeed invalidate her. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.